Once a month, the mayor of Sioux Falls drops by, has coffee with us, and takes your phone calls. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. Mayor, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Greg, it's so good to be back and enjoying. Folks, yeah, I know you're not here, but now I have a Kello AM 1320 coffee cup that they gave me, and that's just really nice. And again, just to coming back and talking with the listeners about all kinds of topics is always fun.
Well, and it's this is our first monthly visit with you since the election. Obviously you've got to be ecstatic that you won re-election. What was that whole process like for you? And then once the election's over, how do you get back to, what are your priorities now moving forward here at City Hall?
Sure. Well, I think the listeners on the program, they know I don't hold back very much on the show. And folks, I'll let you know, being the mayor, serving all of you is something I truly enjoy. And I think you all understand that. But I will be flat out honest. Running for mayor is something I did not enjoy it at all this time. And it was really hard. It was hard on me. It was hard on my bride, Cindy. And it was just hard. It was a different campaign this time. I didn't like it.
Well, you were the incumbent this time, which really kind of changed. That's a game changer.
It really is. And what you find is that, if you are going to ultimately lead and take tough stances on certain issues or opportunities, you are going to find some, 4 out of 10 people out there are going to be mad at you for that. But ultimately, it is a true blessing to serve this city. You have to earn that honor. You have to go through the battle. And ultimately, I did go through the battle. And with the help of a lot of people, I earn the honor to do it again. And now we're just going to have a blast. I think my only fear right now, Greg, is that, now there's a countdown. There's a finite end to this public service gig. I can only serve for 2 terms. And so now every day that goes by is a day that is lost for me as mayor. So there's a lot that I would love to help accomplish for this town.
Well, and I know the issue of an indoor pool came up almost immediately after the election, and in typical style, you've been none too shy about saying what you've said here a number of times. You want to see an indoor pool for the city.
Well, that's kind of an interesting way to start, Greg, because I'll give you a little inside scoop, and we haven't told anybody in the media this, but I'll tell you, Greg, and I'll tell the listeners, a couple of days after the election, I met with my internal advisory team on the Spillerberg indoor pool topic. And we were sitting there talking, and my advisory team said, well, Mayor, what we'd like to do now is, why don't we just let this settle a little bit, and then we'll bring it to the council here in like 3 to 4 weeks, and then we'll move it forward. And when I heard that, I just went, oh, really? Well, in that case, let's do it Tuesday. And they looked at me like, what are you talking about? I go, if you want to wait 30 days to capture this opportunity, I go, no, I'm going to go just the opposite. To me, we've got great momentum. The people have spoken. We've been talking about this thing since 1951. Let's bring it up to the council on Tuesday. And that's what we did. And you saw, we brought our proposal to the people of Sioux Falls on Tuesday. I think the council was enamored by it for the most part. I mean, we're going to pay for it with cash. We're going to get the thing done by 2016 at the latest. And finally, we're going to have an indoor aquatics facility for this town. But I'm not messing around. That is my style. There are so many things that we want to accomplish for this town, and the indoor aquatics facility is just one of them.
So what will, you're talking about bringing that to the council. Obviously, they debate it and go through the process. Explain that. As this goes through the process, what will people see happen?
Well, we brought forth our proposal to the council in terms of what we think is the right thing to do for the indoor pool. And to kind of simplify it is, let's build an indoor aquatics facility as has been designed and presented to the public. Do it at Spillerberg Park. Pay for it with cash so that we incur no debt. And then go out there and try to you know, get naming rights and sponsorship opportunities to help fund the operating expenses as well. We presented that to the council. They're now going to debate it or do their own due diligence here for a couple of weeks. And then ultimately they will vote on it here within about 3 weeks' time. And that's really exciting because it allows people like Jim Entman, Sue Aguilar, two counselors who are passionate about this topic, before they leave the council, before they leave serving the citizens, they'll have an opportunity to vote on this. And I believe strongly that we've got the votes to make this happen.
Do you fear that maybe this will be referred to a public vote if the council approves an indoor aquatic center at Spellerberg?
Your question is very legitimate, and it's something that we've actually talked about before, Greg. And I hope not. I think that the message was very loud and very clear that, you know, not only do people not want an outdoor pool there at Spellerberg, they want to finally capture that indoor pool for our town in that centralized location called Spellerberg Park. But this is America. This is South Dakota. And there are folks that, you know, if they're organized, if they're diligent, they can do things like referendums and initiatives. And there is a chance that could happen. I would personally ask that not occur. You know, I think that it is finally time to make it happen. And I'll relay a plea to that neighborhood. And that is, you know, I know that there was, it was called Save Our Neighborhood. I truly believe that by investing this almost $20 million into the Spellerberg neighborhood, that we truly are saving it. We're revitalizing it. We're going to make it a great place for young people to move their families to so that they buy homes versus turn it into rental homes. We can have retirees moving there to take advantage of the therapeutic nature of indoor water and so much more. So I hope that doesn't occur, Greg, but certainly there's a chance.
As we look at, you know, that obviously was a contentious issue. There were others. As you look back on the election, what things maybe did you come away from that with over Spellerberg or Walmart or some of these other things? Were there things that you came away with, from the election that maybe change your perception or the way you plan to do certain things?
Well, I think clearly the thing, one of the reasons why it was so hard to go through that campaign was that there were things said during the campaign that just absolutely infuriated me. And I wanted to punch back so often, but, you know, I did not. My advisory team said, Mike, don't do it. But one of the things that was so infuriating for me was that there was this talk about, well, you know, there's this lack of trust or this lack of confidence when it comes to our city leaders or the city council or, you know, the direction of the city. And I'm going, that's just pure, excuse my language, that's just pure crap. It was. There's a high level of confidence in this town. There's a high level of confidence in the leadership. There is a feeling that we are getting things done and making good things happen. And I think that the election showed that in just a phenomenal way. Even the Argus leader said it was a mandate on this government and how people believe it's performing right now. You know, again, there's going to be these influences out there that are going to fight against something, or they're going to organize against something, or, you know, there will be a share of naysayers or not in my backyard people. Yes, absolutely. That's always going to occur. But I think what this election showed is that people want to keep moving the city forward. They want to be positive. They want to capture opportunities. They want to have a can-do attitude versus a can't-do attitude. And it showed in a grand way. I mean, whether it be Walmart, snow gates, shape places, the indoor pool opportunity. Yes, re-electing Councillor Erpenbach, Councillor Rolfing, Mayor Huther, and others. I think it was truly a mandate that people feel good about where their city's heading.
I know as you and I visited prior to the election, shape places maybe is one of the things you were the most worried about because it was confusing. And you thought if people don't understand it, they'll be likely to vote no. Clearly, when you look at the percentage of the vote for on the Walmart issue and shape places is only less than 2 percentage points apart. So clearly, in the minds of voters, they connected those two issues. Were you surprised by that?
I am so proud of this town. I am so proud of these people. Whether it be the event center vote or whether it be this last election, we actually have a community that is engaged in its town, engaged in its in the issues, the opportunities. They actually give a dang about it, and they're learning about it. Greg, there was no way in the world Shea Places was going to pass because it was so difficult to understand. But again, these people, this electorate, they did study it, or they had at least enough confidence in the leadership of the town to say, you know what, if they voted for it, then maybe it's not a bad idea, and let's move it forward. And they did in such a grand way. What, 70% voted yes? And that was, to me, a real indicator in terms of how the town is doing and how the elected leaders are doing and how the public perceives us. And I'm proud of you, Sioux Falls. I'm proud of you. You could have easily voted no on that one because it was such a difficult topic, but you didn't. And I'm just so thrilled by it.
26, sunshine in 29. Good morning and welcome to the Greg Belford Show. The Fox Business Report coming up. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here for his monthly visit, spends the hour with us. One of the things I did want to touch base with you, Mayor, following the election, because it seemed like maybe there were some questions about Walmart and that project moving forward, whether it would be a conditional use permit process or not. Can you shed any light on that and how that's going to work?
No. Honestly, I don't know if I can. It is, again, it kind of goes back to it is a confusing process. And even after the election, Mike Cooper came forward with things that were on the city council agenda. And then he said, well, now we don't have to go through it because of Shape Places. And so, Greg, honestly, I don't even want to go into that. My recommendation would be to have maybe Mike Cooper or Jeff Schmidt come in to try to explain it. But I will tell you this, that I think that we now have a planning and zoning game plan that is modern. And it's something that will help move our city forward. It will be able to work with developers, with visionaries, but at the same time, protect the public. Give them an opportunity to engage the city in terms of on this big project or small project to make sure that they are indeed protected and have a good voice. But in terms of Walmart, yes, they'll come back now and they'll present again their updated plan with landscaping, with facade, with whatever, and then ultimately they'll move forward and create good jobs and create good economic development and options for our city.
Now, did Shape Places go into effect immediately upon the vote?
Immediately, and so that was interesting how that all played out. And again, I'm just thrilled by it because it allows us to stay one step ahead of this growth that we have in Sioux Falls and do things in a great way to still maintain our vibrancy and well-planned city.
I know that, as you know, again, going through the election process, there were concerns that people had about Shape Places and brought forward. Are there any plans to make any changes based on some of the things that came up during the election?
Well, I think that the biggest topic that came up involved, you know, want to make sure that there's enough communication with the public that we serve. So I think the council, as well as Mike Cooper and his team within planning and zoning, you know, they'll look at that because, again, we can always tweak things and make them better. But, again, I think in the spirit of Shape Places, it had well than enough meat on the bone to move it forward. And that's what we'll do. But we could always make it better in the future, and we'll probably do that too.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. We're going to take a short break here. We've got the Fox Business Report. More with the mayor coming up. We need to talk about Event Center, and some tickets that went on sale here within the past week that just went gangbusters. We'll visit with the mayor about that coming up. 8:32, sunshine in 29. Welcome to the Greg Belfried Show. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Uther is here. 336-1320 is our phone number. If you've got a question or comment for the mayor, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Mayor, another story in the newspaper today. Event center sponsors list growing. Got more sponsors on board for the new Sanford Premier Center.
Sioux Falls, we've already generated $2.5 million a year. $2.5 million a year in revenues for our new event center. And we haven't even opened up the doors yet. And again, our commitment that we made to you folks, if you voted yes for that new event center, is that we were going to operate that thing in the black. And right now, we're going to operate it in the black. And it's just, we haven't even
And I'm eating crow on this because I don't
Come
know.
Come here, baby.
Because I don't Greg. Know how many times I said it. I laughed louder than anybody else. Yeah, right.
We can do
it. Yeah, right. $2.5 million a year, right.
And Greg, we're trying to get up to $3 million. And again, I think that if you run government like a business, you can actually, you can make good things happen. And who wins? The taxpayers win. Every time the taxpayers win, and we haven't even sold the club seats yet. Those go on sale here, I think, in a week and a half or 2 weeks, and then there'll be some other sponsorship opportunities. And so, yeah, we feel really good and confident that we're operating that thing in the black. And then, yeah, if we have we're gonna announce some big concerts here.
And well, and you already had, this Eric Church concert.
Oh my gosh.
Tickets that went on sale and sold out.
Sold out in like 24 hours. And I just think that just shows you a couple things. Number one, we're hungry in Sioux Falls for big name entertainment. It's been a long, long time. But also, too, we do have some folks with some disposable income, not only in Sioux Falls, but across the region. And they want to spend their dollar here in Sioux Falls. And so whether it's, Eric Church or the next big announcement here in a week and a half, 2 weeks, I think that we're just going to have a lot of fun over the next, I don't know what, 30, 40 years, and that'll be exciting. And two, I've got the number four up right now. Our event center is really going to be open up in 4 months. If you can imagine that, 4 months. The official opening will be in September, but we will have these soft openings for the people of Sioux Falls probably in August. And so get ready, Sioux Falls. Your new event center is almost open.
Well, and you drive by there. I mean, it's just impressive. You see, and to see all of those facilities together, the arena, the convention center, the Sanford Premier Center, all together, the synergies that that's going to create, it's going to be huge.
It's going to be a powerhouse. And along with that will be the economic development opportunities that come with that. I know the Argus Leader, they wrote this very negative article about, well, there's no way that there will be economic development out there and that it's going to move at a snail's pace or whatever they called it. I can't wait to prove those people wrong.
Are there plans for additional things out there?
And in fact, it'll start with the hotels, the restaurants, the bars, and we've already made one announcement. There will be more announcements coming. But again, I think that we're so used to just that quick drug, that quick little high. Well, when it comes to economic development, it's going to take some time. And at the same time, we're redoing Russell Street. And you don't want to create a new restaurant at the same time that you've got a six-month project going on at Russell Street. You don't want to do that because your banker won't allow you to do that. Once Russell Street is open, and that'll be this September, October, you're going to see that economic development that we've been talking about.
336-1320 is our phone number. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Uther is here. Good morning, John. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, John. Good morning.
First, I'd like to congratulate you on your win.
Thank you, John, for letting me be your mayor. I appreciate it. I had so much fun the first 4 years, but now the next four, it's just it's going to be a blast. And I'm a lame duck, so hang on, Sioux Falls. This could be a lot of fun.
Hey, my question for you today is, are there any plans to put more police in the traffic division?
Good job.
The reason I'm asking this is I see stuff every day. Right. The people in Sioux Falls are just, they're some terrible drivers. And, I see red lights run left and right, and I actually had to turn a school bus in last week to School Bus Incorporated because I've seen them run a red light.
Yeah. Red light running, in my mind, is one of the biggest issues we face when it comes to traffic issues in our town. And my fear is that it's only a matter of time and someone's really going to get hurt because of it. But you see it all the time. It is so frustrating. But, John, I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like to hear. I mean, John, we could hire 50 more people just to monitor red lights, and it still wouldn't put much of a dent into the issue. I think that what you will see, though, John, we are going to hire more police officers, but it'll be for mainly foot and bike patrols in some of the areas that where we believe we have the greatest issues when it comes to crime. You know, the Pettigrew Heights, the Cathedral area, Whittier, downtown Sioux Falls. We do want to do that, and we are going to do that. But when it comes to these the red light running, it's just sad to say it's one of those issues where it's going to come down to we could put 50 of them out there, and I don't really think it would do much of anything.
I think you should just give me a ticket book. I could pretty much balance the budget
with what I see. Well, John, Greg and I have talked about kind of the good old days, you know, where you had a little vigilante justice. And that's one of the things that, you know, you always wish that you could just kind of go up to those people and just say, hey, I saw what you did, and now, you know, I'm turning your tail in. Because, yeah, it happens every day. We see a red light runner almost every day, and it is very frustrating.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. We're going to take a quick break. Check. 8:47, sunshine at 29. Good morning and welcome to the Greg Belford Show. Once a month, the mayor of Sioux Falls drops by. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. And if you're just joining us, we were talking a little bit about the new Denny Sanford Premier Center, only a couple of months away from opening, and a big event this week with Eric Church tickets that went on sale. Sold out. In
24 hours?
Yeah. The demand was huge.
Demand is huge. You know, Eric Church will be big, but there's others that are going to be announced here soon, and those will sell out as well. And again, we've been waiting so long for it. I think the demand is just, we're just so hungry for this stuff. And I'm just so excited.
Now, let's go back to the indoor pool for a moment.
Sure.
Because we were talking about the event center and these sponsorships and... Now, did I catch you correctly earlier? Are you looking at the same kind of partnerships if the city moves forward with a new indoor aquatic center?
I think it's the new way of running government. I think that if you want to tackle these quality of life investments, you stand a better chance of being successful if you do these public-private partnerships. I think the event center proved that, and we want to prove the same thing with our indoor aquatics facility. And, yeah, I think that we need to have naming rights on the indoor pool. We need to have sponsorship opportunities on the indoor pool. And then you take that money and you use that to help fund the operating expenses of that pool. And it's kind of interesting. You know, I don't know how Councilor Staggers is going to vote on this thing. But I think one thing that he is definitely intrigued on is using private dollars to help fund the operating expenses of the indoor pool. And I think he...
But that's something we've not seen, certainly not to this degree in this city.
Well, we said we're going to run government more and more like a business, and this is an example of how. You know, you think outside of the box, you use these partnerships, you try to increase the revenues at a level so that they do ultimately cover your expenses. And, you know, someone's going to want their name on the outside of that building. Someone's going to want their name on the inside of the building, and they're willing to pay good money to do it, and that helps fund the expenses of it, so why not do it?
What about the ongoing complaints, and because I still hear them, that there's a feeling that the city's just going to build an indoor aquatic center for these swim clubs?
You can't be farther away from the truth. This will be a public facility that... Poor people will use, rich people will use, black people will use, white people will use, veterans will use, families of veterans will use, swimmers will use, and then, yes, people who want to learn to swim will use. This is a public facility. It'll be run that way. Now, yes, will we occasionally have a state swim meet there? You bet we will. Will competitive swimmers use it? You bet they will. But this will be a public facility that the public will thoroughly enjoy.
336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. All right, now this it maybe isn't as sexy, but it's something that I know is on the minds of residents throughout the city. They're wondering, when are you going to get the sweepers out in front of my house and clean up the street?
We, Sioux Falls in South Dakota, when we finally get good weather, you know, we want to clean up not only our own houses, our own garages, our own yards, but we want these streets clean too. And I don't blame you. I mean, the streets look terrible in terms of, you know, the debris that's in the curbs and the gutters. Folks, what happened is that we actually got our first snowfall in October of last year. So we weren't able to finish our street sweeping activity. So now we're out there with three crews. We are sweeping the streets of our town, but it is going to take us some time. And I will give Kello AM 1320 a scoop right now. So get ready. We are going to, instead of sweeping the streets twice in the city of Sioux Falls, we are now going to sweep the streets three times just to, again, keep them clean, keep them beautiful. And, again, I think it's a quality of life investment that people will be thrilled about.
336-1320 is our number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Greg. You're on, Kello.
Hey, Greg. How you doing today?
Great.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. How
morning,
you doing?
Morning, Greg. Good to talk to you.
Hey, you've got a great idea with this naming rights, you know, with the Aquatic Center and stuff. And I was just kind of wondering, does anybody ever keep track of, and I know it's a little early to ask this, but keep track of which businesses are actually benefiting with the buses running later on some routes now, and if we could get maybe more corporate sponsorship other than all I see is usually it's just McKinnon Hospital and that Cario's Italian restaurant that's advertising on the buses.
Yeah, again, I think that was a good volley into that when it came to public transportation. You know, we started to advertise on those buses. We do open it up for basically anybody that wants to advertise, and so it doesn't have to be just, you know, the Italian restaurant or a Vera. It can be anybody. But again, I think that you're going to find that the city is going to get more and more aggressive in terms of those public and private partnerships. Now, we don't want to sell out, and we don't want to make it just a big tourist trap feel. You know, we don't want that to happen, but I think we can do this tastefully and still make some good money for the taxpayers of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I just hoping that there is some corporate sponsorship because I do like the later hours, and I think a lot of people will too, and I just hope it pays for itself to keep it going.
Well, public transportation is a beast, and it is one of those things where the demands are growing, but the expenses are growing exponentially as well. And we can't rely on the federal government anymore for that. So we've got to think outside of the box. And yes, one of the negatives, we're going to have to increase fares. We are. We're going to have to find these private partnerships and find other ways to fund public transportation. And because the demands are just so incredibly high right now.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. 336-1320 is our phone number. Good morning, Jim. You're on, Kello.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Mayor Huther, I just heard you say that you are going to have some private swim clubs using this indoor aquatic facility. How is that going to be coordinated so that you don't screw the public out of using it for these private clubs? Question number one. Question number two, I talked to you 2 years ago about the federal fountain downtown that still does not work.
Yep.
You were going to follow up on that and get some answers, and it's been 2 years, and I haven't heard a thing from you.
Jim, hey, I'm going to come back at you, Jim. That's not true.
We've addressed that a number of times. Yeah.
No, Jim. You can come at me hard, but I'm going to come right back at you really hard. For you to say that, no, there's been nothing done, that is not true. I wish that I controlled that fountain, but I don't. I wish that downtown Sioux Falls controlled that fountain, but they don't. That's federal government, maybe at its worst or at its finest. They control that fountain. We have pushed them to repair that fountain. We've pushed them to get it going again. We have interacted with Kello AM 1320 and Greg Belford
several
with the
times
updates.
On this, yep.
And that includes you, Jim. We'll continue to follow up on them and encourage them to repair that fountain. But I can't make them do that. I can't. But we'll certainly encourage them again, and I can give you another update, Jim, if you'd like. But for you to say that I've not done anything, that's unfair. And I am going to come back at you hard. And I am lame duck now, so I can do that. Isn't that crazy?
Be kind.
I know, but that's what's just so frustrating, Greg. I'll tell you, is that folks can say whatever they want, and they can get away with it. It's not appropriate. You know, come at me hard, but also be fair. When I will address these tough topics as your mayor. And I always follow up, and I take them seriously. I really do, because I do care. But I don't like it when people can just say whatever they want and get away with it and then hang up the phone. Now, let's go back, though, to Jim's first topic, and that was the private swim teams, because that's a very fair question. This is a public venue, and what we'll do is we will ensure that the public has every opportunity to utilize these facilities at the highest level. But at the same time, Jim, we also have to run it like a business, too. And if we can generate revenues by having some of these private clubs utilize this facility during some of those slower hours, we will do that. But we'll find that balance because, again, Jim, the first group we want to protect is certainly the public, not the private entities. This is not being built for the private swim clubs. It is not. So, Jim, your first comment was incredibly fair. But your second one, I am going to push back on you a little bit, but I will get you a new update on that fountain. And I'll get it to Greg Belfridge as well, and then he can let you as well as the rest of the people know. And Jim, if you wouldn't mind, call back to Brownie, get me your phone number, and get me your email address, and we'll include you on the email string.
And that's one thing the mayor does that maybe you don't, that folks don't realize is, you know, you're jotting down names, you're jotting down questions and so on throughout the programming. You do this every month that you come in. And I see the emails when you get back to City Hall that go out to the department heads on whatever the particular issue is. And as they respond, I see their replies. And that's something that that no other mayor has done in the time. And you're the third that I've had in here on a regular basis. And that's the first time that I've been privy to see that as people bring up concerns, they go back, and you're trying to get answers for folks.
When you call the mayor, when you email the mayor, when you send an email to city government, we are going to respond to that email or to that call. We are. And it's just something that I'm insistent upon it. We did it in private business, and I believe that we should do it in government. Now, here's the problem. Not everybody's happy with the answer. That's the issue. But we are going
to
respond.
Welcome to politics.
Oh, wow. And the expectations of the people in this town are unbelievably high. But I love it. That's why our town is a place where everybody wants to be right now, including Jim. And so, Jim, please call back to Brownie. Give me that email because I want to include you on these email strings.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huether, we're out of time. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, and thanks for letting me be your mayor, Sioux Falls. We're going to have even more fun over the next 4 years.
All right, coming up, another edition of It's Your Business. Fox News Radio also ahead. Thanks so much for your phone calls this morning and for letting me join you. Have a fantastic day. So long until tomorrow, and may God bless.